Now then, somebody who you may think, Snowy White, I know that name. Let's find out about him, because he is on the phone here to North Norfolk Radio. Hello and good morning, Snowy.
Good morning.
We're all picturing somebody with, like, you know, lashings of white hair and a long white beard, but that's not you at all, is it?
Not yet.
You're a pretty good-looking guy, actually, aren't you?
I have no idea. That's a good start to the interview, Sue.
Well, you can't help you, so you have to chat up. When you get to our age, you have to chat up people at the drop of a hat, really, don't you?
Take every opportunity.
Absolutely. Now then, you have a new album that's coming out,
yes.
The Way It Is. And, of course, that does include a new version of Bird of Paradise, which you've slightly shortened from the original. But let's just go back slightly to the amazing career that you have had, because you've played with some pretty heavyweight bands, haven't you?
I've sort of been around a long time. So in that period of time, I did get to know a few people.
OK, so come on, let's pretend this is a job interview. Why should I have you playing in my band if I was starting?
Ah, because I always arrive on time.
Oh, that's a good one. Very good.
Well, I think, in a way, it's one reason I got offered the job with the Pink Floyd, because I was a reliable sort of guy as much as anything else.
Which isn't always something that you find in guitarists.
No.
And of course, so you did some stuff with Thin Lizzy, and you're a mate of Peter Green.
Yeah, I know Peter very well. Yeah, I've known Peter since about 1969, I guess.
Right. So, what first inspired you to pick up your guitar?
Well, yeah, actually, it was something fairly ordinary, which was I was at school, and I was one of the quiet boys.
Well, yeah.
And there was the good-looking boy, who was the sort of school good-looking chap. I saw him playing the guitar. He was sitting on the table playing the guitar, and all the girls were around him. Mm. And I thought, maybe that's quite a good idea. So I picked up a guitar and started playing, and I found that I really enjoyed it. And that's how it actually started, picking up the guitar. But then, in fact, I heard some blues on the radio with Eric Clapton, with John Mayall. And it really hooked me, and I thought, that's how I want to play. And I heard Eric talking about B.B. King and people like that, so I started looking into all that, and that whole area opened up and really inspired me.
Yeah, I mean, the American sort of early blues stuff and that. I mean, it sounds terrible, isn't it? One of my ex-husbands used to have a huge blues collection.
Your ex-husbands?
Yeah. let's not go there yet, Snowy, all right? This is the first date. But he had a huge collection of stuff like Robert Johnson, things like that kind of stuff.
Oh, right.
And the technique was quite amazing, wasn't it?
So yeah.
I've always sort of, oohed and aahed on that point, and I do like a bit of blues. There's no doubt about that, as most women do, I feel sure. But what do you think is so special about you? Why should you really join my band, apart from being on time?
You're really sticking it to me today, aren't you? You're asking me to do the one thing I can't do very well, which is blow my own trumpet, but I'll try.
Well, that's...
I can think of some reasons why I shouldn't join your band, but...
yeah, because I'm probably not good enough, but...
Well, I'll tell you what it is, actually. I actually find it difficult to play other people's music. I'm very comfortable on my own music, but... I guess if I joined your band, you'd get somebody who'd try his best and could play some tasty guitar when necessary.
Well, that sounds pretty good for me. And would you need paying a lot?
Yes.
Would you?
A fortune, yes.
Oh, dear. Now, okay, so let's say that I'm going to be your roadie then, in that case, because I don't think I can afford you.
Okay.
You've got some dates coming up in the UK, haven't you? How long is it since you've played sort of in the UK?
Well, a proper set of gigs in the UK, it's probably at least 15 years. I think I've done the odd sporadic thing, but nothing really, as it were, serious with promotion of an album in mind. So I'm really excited about this and looking forward to it a lot.
Absolutely. So we'll move on to the album next, actually, because that's something that... is it out already? Well, it's out in kind of Europe, and you never think...
It's sort of out and about now. The official release date is, I think it's next week, actually.
All right.
I think it is, but it's sort of around, really. You can find it.
You can find it. In these specialist shops. Do you think there should be more specialist, shops? Because they're like, the bigger ones, they try and do their stuff. But gone are the days sometimes, aren't they, of the specialist shops in small places?
Yeah. I remember in the good old days, as it were, there'd be the nice specialist shop where you could go in and browse around to your heart's content, and there was some really interesting stuff, and the guy there would be really keen on everything he'd got, and you could chat and you could listen to things. But now it's a bit like going in the supermarket and just pointing to a couple of, number one and number eight, I'll have that. And
yeah.
It's a bit soulless, really, somehow to me. But then maybe I'm just getting older and a bit jaded with that side of things. I don't really know. But it felt better to me in the old days when there were specialist record stores around.
I know. We have got one here in North Norfolk. Now, looking at your tour dates, I see that you're going to places like Newcastle, Swansea, Wolverhampton. Milton Keynes, I think, is probably the closest to Norfolk. Can we not have you in Norfolk, please?
I tell you what's happening here. We put this together at very short notice, and it's quite difficult to put a good run of dates together at short notice because people book their bands quite a long time in advance. So I was actually quite pleased to get this many shows, but it meant we couldn't really cover all the areas we wanted to because people were booked up in these places already with bands. So I guess Wolverhampton. I'm not really near that area, unfortunately, but maybe next time, I hope.
Well, let's hope so. Right, we'll have a look at the weather here in North Norfolk, and then we'll hear Bird of Paradise, the original version that you recorded. Was it in 82, was it?
Yeah, it was 82, that's correct.
All right, okay, and then you've done a rehash one, and we've got a track from the album, What I'm Searching For. So stay there, Snowy, and I'll have a look at the weather, and hopefully it will be sunny, not snowy. So, as we say in radio, keep it right there.